Today is Thursday, July 23rd. I'm Megan Lynch. A man from East Alton charged with three Class X felonies after threatening to shoot up Bethalto schools, quote, like Columbine. 35-year-old Mark Schrader charged on Tuesday after telling Alton St. Anthony's Hospital employees he was going to shoot individuals at Bethalto schools, the Bethalto Police Department, and himself. Schrader will remain in jail until his first court appearance. Ferguson's police chief took the stand in day one of Elijah Gant's trial, the man charged with the second-degree assault of Officer T.J. Brown. Chief Troy Doyle got emotional talking about Officer Brown, whom he hired and has known for a decade. He says his officers that night were trying to protect the public and their free speech rights, even closing the street off for protests. Gant's attorney says his client was running out of fear and did not intentionally run into Officer Brown. Recent statistics from the Illinois State Police show officers recovered 342 stolen or hijacked vehicles between June 2024 and 2026. Let's get more from Jade Aubrey.
The Illinois State Police is continuing to crack down on vehicle thefts, hijackings, and other related violent crimes for the third year in a row. ISP has received money from the Illinois Secretary of State since 2024 for the efforts and was given $630,000 just last year. The agency reports between June of 2024 in June of 2026, officers received 975 forensic assignments that related to stolen or hijacked vehicles in the state. 24 arrests were made for those stolen vehicles and 10 firearms were seized. Jade Aubrey, KMOX News.
Special School District is banning two crisis interventions after the feds accused the district of endangering children with disabilities. The Post-Dispatch reports Superintendent Michael Macklin announced they will immediately stop secluding students and holding them down flat on their backs. A Justice Department report in February found SSD used those methods thousands of times over 2 years, frequently for minor misbehavior in violation of the Americans with Disabilities Act. The DOJ had threatened to sue if the district did not change course. A registration portal that multiple school districts in our region use to register students has been down for days. It's called Skyward. Districts report multiple disruptions and in some cases complete outages over the last week. KMOX reached out to the company. In a statement, Skyward says it wants to assure families and schools that there are no cyber attack or security incidents causing the problems. The company says it's making upgrades and the process has taken longer than expected. The U.S. Department of Education investigates St. Louis University for racial discrimination. The announcement came yesterday when the department announced its investigations into four other medical universities. It alleges the school's admission process violates Title VI of the Civil Rights Act of 1964, which prohibits discrimination based on color and race. For weeks, university city officials told residents that problems with online services were just server issues. Now they are admitting it was a cyber attack. The Post-Dispatch reports the attack impacted all credit and debit card payments to the city for things like parking tickets and trash collection. The city says it did not find evidence that residents' personal information was accessed. Eight new semi-private suites coming to Enterprise Center this September. The studio seats can fit between 6 to 12 people. They're located within the Bomarito Lounge. Vice President of Sales with the St. Louis Blues, Nick Warchak, says the suites are designed to combine the comfort of suites and all-inclusive amenities with a more social atmosphere.
We're taking an old-school suite, and now we're redefining it with a shared space. I think more and more time people want to be warm and inviting and open their doors. This kind of allows them that ability, but it also plays off a couple of our sold out spaces now that are, you know, in huge demand.
Warchak says 50% of suites have already been sold. Fox Sports says St. Louis ranked 8th in the country for World Cup viewership over the entire tournament ahead of Seattle, Washington, D.C., Denver, and Los Angeles. Kansas City topped the national list with a 4.89 rating and a 20 share, getting a boost from being a host city. St. Louis pulled a 3.45 rating and a 13 share for the full tournament run. Few stories have captured the imagination of generations of readers and television viewers quite like Little House on the Prairie. As you've likely heard, there's a reimagined series now airing on Netflix, and there's a big Missouri connection.
But it wasn't until she was an adult that she wrote the books. She published the first book, Little House in the Big Woods, in 1932 at the age of 65. She had already been living in Mansfield, Missouri since 1894.
Tana Melton is curator of the Laura Ingalls Wilder Home and Museum in Mansfield, Missouri.
Well, she had been writing for farm magazines successfully, and her daughter Rose was a very successful writer, and she encouraged her mother to write down the stories from her childhood. She thought that they would sell.
Laura Ingalls Wilder's writing wasn't intended for kids at first. Learn more this morning at 8:24 here on KMOX.
I'm Debbie Monterey. The St. Louis All Local podcast is produced by the KMOX news team. Get all the local news you need on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.